And we're back down on the farm. Jamon G, Air Venture in flight.
I'd like to welcome a good friend of mine who I've known for many years. He's been a volunteer up here at Oshkosh for way too many years. And he is the chairman of the Rotorcraft Division, Jeff Downey. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, how are you doing?
Very good today. 90, light breeze, you said it all.
Wisconsin State Patrol, is that your real life?
That was my real life. Yes. Good life.
You're now retired.
Yes, sir. You got it.
So this is your full-time gig now.
Well, I do this every year. I don't know the exact reason I do it. It's it's a multitasking job is what I call it. But it's a meeting of people from all over the United States. That I've got folks from Canada that work, that come and work with me. And the team's made up of people from all over. And that's part of the amazing thing. So one time a year you get to see friends that you don't see the rest of the year. Like all over in Oshkosh.
Tell us what you do here at the Ultralight area during you're a chairman, mm-hmm. and you're the chairman of the Rotorcraft Convention Management. Tell us a little bit about
that.
Well,
that just means that I do all the paperwork and the administrative stuff, and also I do the pilot briefings. I arrange everything. I gather a group that wants to monitor, and we help out to get the helicopters in the air, the gyroplanes, all the rotorcraft at the south end. So what I do is, an organizer would be a good word, but then it goes into pilot briefings, and we go right out to the runway. So it's not only the paperwork, it's starting from the paperwork up to the show, getting all the volunteers in line organized, and so we can fly at Oshkosh. And the pilot's briefed to do it in a safe manner, and we've had a very, very safe record for 20 years.
Now, Jeff, up until just recently, in the last 10 years of Air Venture, there really wasn't a helicopter presence here. It was more of the official UL ultralights of the day, and the Gold Wings, and you name it. And I've noticed over the last 10 years a fruition of rotorcraft down here. And unfortunately, the FAA chose not to include rotorcraft in the light sport rule, although that would have been a positive thing for folks wanting to do more SLSA type of rotorcraft flying. But what have we got going on down here in the ultralight area, rotorcraft-wise, that's new and exciting?
Well, I guess it changes every year. It's kind of like, just like Frank said, years ago, the ultralight started out slow, and they gained rapidly, and they were very high numbers. We started out with a lot of gyroplanes, which need a ground roll. They have a pusher prop. They need a ground roll that can be cabin enclosed, that can be open frame. So we have quite a few of the numbers in them with those. But the runway changed also. And with the gyroplanes, what happens is you need a smooth grass runway, because if it's rough, then the blades flap when they're rolling and they don't get enough speed spinning. So the gyroplane needs, of course, a little bit different needs than just a helicopter does. So it's kind of like the stock market. Everything changes, by gosh, every day, and every year it rolls into a different different numbers, and now it's kind of swinging towards helicopters. I don't have any gyroplanes out there this year. Last year we had a few last year, so it mixes up. And the numbers change depending on building cycle. When some X amount of helicopters are sold, the kits are sold, we have rotorways out there, for instance, and the building cycle kicks in. And so you never know what you're going to have when you walk in the door. You may have 20, you may have 45, combination of both. You won't know until you get here.
Now, rotorway is pretty big this year here at Air Venture, not just down here in the ultralight area, but also up as part of the main Air Venture. They sponsored the comedian the other night here, and they've got a new product, don't they? A new helicopter that's changing the realm of light helicopters?
Yes, the new Rotaway, I can't quote all the specs on it, but the folks at Rotaway, the new owners, have done a super fine job. Their new Talon is a very, very sharp machine. They're at the booth next to Aeroshell Square, and they've done an outstanding job. They have the resources, the backing. They're supporting builders that have purchased many years ago, and I look for quite an increase in rotorway helicopters. We also have down there Safari, And they used to call that the Baby Bell years ago.
Yes, I remember that. Yep. I remember seeing it here, as a matter of fact. Is it Canadian?
It's Canadian.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, sir, it is. And so very nice helicopter, Lycoming powered, and they do a fantastic job. But the name has changed to Safari. I think that came down from the big guys, and, you know, the Bell part of it maybe wasn't that accepted by the company, I guess. But they were happy to change it to Safari. And we have some very outstanding safaris out there this year. We have some beautiful rotorways, helicopters out there. And another one we have is kind of a very unique ship is the Mosquito, which is has a little two-cycle motor. And we have a couple out there. They have the little blow-up floats. They're quite unique to see, matter of fact. The one out there on the floats, the purple one, John, he was a past grand champion last year's. And we do have a rotorcraft called Roarin' Rotorcraft t-shirt and sweatshirt in the EA warehouse up there, the store this year. And he is on that. And so is Rotorway's new Talon.
His airplane, you said it's called a Mosquito?
Mosquito. And, yes, a single seat, very small, quite unique. I would call it an entry-level helicopter. So you can get it quite affordable.
Now, what would you do if you bought one of these kits? You'd have to. Would you go and take lessons in an R-22 and get to the point of competent solo and then move into your Mosquito? Is that how that would work?
Absolutely. And I'm not sure. I believe that when you go out for training, then you report that to the factory, and it's a progressive deal, and then they send you the rotor blades, and they know that you've been out and taken training.
Oh, okay. So it's fairly well controlled. So you don't have guys trying
to fly
these out of their backyards without any training.
I'd save a buck flying Hertz after that can leave a mark.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
But, no, I'll tell you, it's been a good mix over the years. With the ultralights and the rotorcraft, it makes this such a unique area. They fly in the morning, we take mid-afternoon, then you go right into the air show, the showcase air show, and then right on. And then their ultralights are back for the calmer winds in the evening. And it has been a very good mix over the years. It's a unique place to see when you come down here. I think the name of this place down here, there's a lot of affordability down here between the little Mosquito and the ultralights, and quite colorful area, if I may so say so myself. But the rotorcraft are doing very well. We haven't had to dry the runway off this year yet, which we do free of charge. If it rains real heavy, then we send some helicopters. Send some helicopters out there to hover up and down the runway to dry it off. So.
Hey, I'm from Washington State, and I know a lot of people that use helicopters in eastern Washington to dry their cherries.
There you go.
Yeah, they dry their cherries.
That's
and
exactly right.
Yeah, and they keep frost down by flying, overhead to keep it from frosting. So their helicopters are getting a really huge use in agriculture, and I would think that these smaller airplanes or ships, will make it much more affordable for a farmer or, you know, a orchard owner to manage that.
Oh, absolutely. Using all types of capacities, of course, law enforcement, farming, to go count cattle. And like one person said, hey, if you're not sure if you like a helicopter and you are involved, unfortunately, in a natural disaster, they seem to love helicopters right after that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
go ask
the Coast Guard how many people have been saved by helicopters. So they do a great job. Quite a bit noisier than some ultralights, I would have to say.
Didn't used to be.
What's that they say? Beat the air into submission. They really don't fly. Or the other definition, 1,000 parts itching to get away from each other. So
itching. I haven't heard that term, but that's a good one. I like
that. Aviation term, isn't it?
Itching, yeah. Itchy and scratchy. Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us and representing the rotorcraft portion of the farm down here at Ultralights. We are once again going to take a break, Frank, and we'll be back in just a few minutes and have one more segment, and then we're off to showcase this afternoon.
All right.
And so we'll be back in just a minute. AirVenture in flight on the fly. J-Mont G down in the ultralight area on the farm. We'll be back.